This is Jomar Hilario. Thank you so much for being here. We are going to make a workshop for the next 30 minutes or less. We're going to workshop you on the step one on starting an online business. Okay? And those who are here for the first time, please type the word ready in the chat room if you are ready to answer my questions. Because unlike most people who will tell you all about online business and how to start in a seminar form, here, we're just going to workshop you for the next 30 minutes. Yes? Workshop meaning I'm going to ask a question, you're going to answer it as freely as you can in the chat room. If you did not say the word ready, you're not ready to play, then I will not expect you to answer. Why? Because if you're afraid of the answers, you're afraid of public opinion of whatever your answer is in the chat room. Remember, they don't know who you are. They only know your first name, by the way. Okay? If you're afraid of what people will say, then maybe you are not cut for. You already have a signal. This is not for me because I'm so afraid of the answering Jomar's questions. Yes. So that's the technique, no? This early, you are happy to answer my questions. Great. Then, okay. If you're ready, I see some people ready. Si Joy, si Rowan, si Irish, si Herbert, si Claire, si Jane, si Carlin. Pwede na yan. Marami na tayong ready. Okay? So we're gonna do this in like a 6 minute or 9 minute burst. Then we're gonna stop and then we'll do it again. Okay. First question is in online business. I will just answer some of your questions that you don't know you're asking, but I'm pretty sure you're asking right now. Why is Jomar doing this? Who is Jomar in the first place? So I'll just quickly answer your question. I'm an online marketing veteran. Ibig sabihin, galing akong Vietnam. And also, I'm a dad, so my jokes are totally corny. Pakitype nga yung letter C, corny. Veteran yung sabihin, been through online marketing since the age of the dinosaurs, and I'm still doing online marketing in today's age. There is ChatGPT, which is not ChatGPT. That's a different story altogether. The media is calling ChatGPT the biggest thing, but actually, that's not true. There is something bigger than that. There's NFT na ginagamit ng mga tao to confuse people, but unfortunately, mukhang pa bagsak na siya. Why? Ask me later why. And I've seen a lot of things when it comes to online marketing. I've done a lot of things when it comes to online marketing. That's why I think I have the qualification to guide you. How do you start? What is step one? Step one is, who are you? Clarity of who you are, what you want to stand for. So, let's get started. Are you ready for the first question? Pakitype nga yes or why if you're super, you know, lazy. You just want one letter. You just want to type one letter and you don't want to spell anything. Why? For yes. And here is the first question for everyone. You're in a room. You go into that room. There's a computer there. Suddenly, that room transforms into your bedroom. It's not your bedroom, right? Name three things that you love spending time on the internet. Three things, not three websites. Give me an example of three things you love spending on online. You go to YouTube and then what? What are the three things you like to in YouTube? PG only, okay? Parental guidance. General patronage topics only. What are the three things you would like to spend some time on? Specific, don't tell me interesting. Don't tell me things I like because we don't know. What are the three things we like to spend time watching a long time? Go. Chat room, whatever you answer, I'll show to everyone. Okay? Yun lang yung catch to, no? When you want to play, whatever you answer, I'll show to everyone. So, this is clarity. This is an exercise in clarity. Again, if you find yourself, nahihiya ako, then maybe you're not cut out for an online business. Maybe you should go to Lazada and sell products. Okay? Because the online business I'm talking about is the same thing I'm doing, which is sharing who I am to people. I share who I am to people. So I'm showing the answers here. I won't mention the names anymore. Marami sila. Classical music. Get ideas from their answers. Huh? Copywriting and Canva. Very good answer. How to earn online, strategies to make money online, how to have a digital business. Inspirational stories, review, travel. You can be more specific in travel, Claire. Kasi these are, the books are big, so not all books. I'm pretty sure you do not read World War II books. Not sure, maybe you do. What kind of books and what kind of travel? Yan. Be more specific pa, Claire. Go. Come on, how about the rest of you? What are the three topics in YouTube you guys love to spend a lot of time? Si Karen, serious, she likes Premiere Pro. social media marketing and freelancing in general. General. Travel in Canada, very good. Okay. Travel, that's very specific. Very good. The more specific you can get, everyone. Next try, next try. The people who answered, give me two more answers. Next try, be more specific. The more specific you can go, the better. For example, Jane said, I want to learn about making money online, learning new apps and travel blogs. Now, what kind of make money online are you looking? What kind of looking at? Are you looking at Excel type apps like Airtable, or are you looking at travel apps like? What kind of travel blogs are you interested in? Solo female, Koreans who know how to speak Tagalog. What kind, no? People who travel to the Philippines or people travel, so ganon. Okay. Even in movies, no. What kind of movies are you into? What kind of movies specifically are you spending a lot of time? Mas maganda yan. Go deeper in the topic. Tapos wag ka mahihiya, no? Kasi this is a stuff that you like to spend time in. So it really matters because this will help you when you run an online business with your mood. Because if you like the topic, what will happen to your mood? What do you think? What do you think? For example, if I run an online business based on prayers, Catholic prayers, I would probably have a good mood. Just saying, okay? Si Eva, more skills. Pero anong klaseng skills, Eva, di ba? What kind of skills? So sabi ni ano, any kind of movie, hindi pwede any kind eh. You have to go specific pa. Hindi pwedeng any kind. Any kind means really not interested in it. You know what I mean? You have to describe the movie in a certain way. Any movie that you can spend time in can be the same as any book I can read. Doesn't help. It doesn't describe who you are. These are the things that describe you. Importante yan. There's another answer for classical music. Grabe. You need to answer more than once, at least 3 times. Jomar, bakit at least 3 times? Because you are not a single purpose object like this. I mean, what's the purpose of this? Exchange value. You're not this. You're a person, right? Persons are interesting, yes? So persons need to have more interest than one. So to be an interesting person, you have to have more than one interest. So go. Ayan, classical music again. Everything to know how to run a digital business, which is my big topic. Okay, big topic. Social media copywriting, action movies. Ayan. Yan. Very specific. ML. Action movies, yan, very specific. Hunger Games, yan. Earn money through affiliate marketing, very good. And yung iba hindi pa nakaka-double, double answer. If you don't want to share to me, write it down. Write it down. What do you like to spend time in YouTube? All right? What you will like to spend time in? Earn money through affiliate commission, yan. I think it's time for question 2. Ready na kayo? Tiny homes. Ayan. Ganda, tiny homes. Ganda yan, tiny homes. Self-help books, specifically what kind of self-help? What kind? Marami kasi. May self-help sa spirituality, may self-help sa productivity, yan, ganun. Politics and vlogs. Be specific. Are we talking about the Irish politics? The Swiss politics? The French politics? Ano politics? Saka hindi pwedeng vlogs. Ano klaseng vlogs? Yan. Solo female traveler. Yan, ganyang klaseng ipo. Sabi ni Christine Claire, automations for workflow, Facebook ads, 80s boy band music videos. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice, Christine. Ang sagot ni Christine, isa sa mga halimbawa ng how you should answer. Pakibigyan nga ng konting palakpak si Christine. Ganyan po sumagot. Tatlo, that's very specific. Alright? Thanks you, Christine, for that. Raya, helping professionals have a virtual presence, digital marketing, local, very good. Ito pa, isa Black Forest. Ano yung Black Forest, sir? Is it like a pagkain yan? Black Forest? Carpentry, Black Forest? Philippine politics? Si Carly naman ay, ano to? Freelancers, experiences, the good and bad experience. Very good, very good, very good. Rowan says, gadgets. Very good. Ayan. So these are the things that you are spending time in proudly, I hope proudly, inside YouTube, the three things. Please make sure, if you just wrote it there in the chat, please write it down on a piece of paper, and if you can, please add to it. These are the things you love to look at step one. Black Forest is a carpentry thing. Very good. Irish, again, what kind of travel vlogs? Are you ready for the second question? Second na tayo. Please, let's go. Sige na. Now, this is an easier question. Okay? And name all your jobs. That's the question. What jobs have you done before? All of it. List it down. what are the names of all your jobs, including the part times and the things na you spent a little time only? What are all the jobs you've ever had? Ever. List it down. So this is part two. How do you start an online business? Part two is figuring out, listing down all the jobs you have. Now, question. You might be tempted to answer only the ones that pay you money. Okay? So let's change the question and add something that doesn't pay you money. Kasi some jobs don't have money involved. It's called the role. What are your jobs and what are your roles? Or give an example, when you were married, you are now called a husband. That's a role. Walang salary yan. Now you have kids, now you are called a father or mother. Di ba? So you have kids na, no? Now, when your kids, your brothers and sisters now have other kids and you play an active role as their tito or tita, one of your roles is, if you play an active role. If you are a tito or tita who never shows up in parties, then you don't have that role. So what are all your jobs, including all your roles? But it includes everything in the past. Everything in the past. All of them. Please include those roles. So write it down. Father, son, daughter, best friend to your best friend. You probably have one best friend, no? Ano pa, you used to be a prayer leader. You used to play guitar for the choir. You were soprano. These are your roles. Come on, write down your roles. So let me just share what people are saying here, some of the roles. You can share one and then write down the rest on paper. That's more important for me. Na-clear kayo. Medical technology, yeah, that's a job. How about roles? How about roles? Assistant engineer, still a job. Engineer again, still a job. How about roles naman? Working student, accounting office, part-time college instructor, very good. Bank manager, mother, and wife. Make sure you don't forget your other roles. Let's look at Rowan, which is good. Uncle, husband, son, technical partner, violinist, student violinist. Okay, journalist, writer, best friend, engineer. Tandaan nyo yung roles. The roles will make you different from other people. That's why I'm asking you to write it down. You need to be different and you need to show and tell people online, in your online business, that you are different because of your roles and how you acknowledge your roles. You're not your job, you're also your roles. You're a good goddaughter, granddaughter, aunt, daughter, mom, sister, teacher, wife, office admin, shared services supervisor, global HR, virtual assistant, social media manager. Very good. Ayan na, lumalabas na po ang mga roles. These are very important in understanding how can you start an online business by being clear who you are, because that's your starting point. The online business I'm talking about is the kind that shares your parts of your personal life to the world so that they can increase their trust and like. They know you, they like you, they trust. If you play only to your jobs of present, you're not gonna be trustworthy as much as the people who share that they also play violin or that they have experience being a mother. Because those who do share these kinds of details, like, I'm a mom, I'm a researcher, I'm a call center agent, I'm a secretary, that is a more interesting person than a person who says, I'm an engineer. You understand me? Because when you are running an online business, it's all about getting people's attention and interest. And in the very end of that is getting them to trust in what you. So whatever you tell them to buy, they will buy. Yes? So ito pa, fast food manager, photography, ang dami masyado. So I'll just skip through some. Property specialist, daughter, sister, thank you so much. You got it. You got it. You guys, you got it. I don't think I need to read everything, but you got it. You get the idea, no? I think you guys are ready for it. Number three. You guys are ready for number three? Yeah, you guys got it. So remember, if you ever just typed it in, make sure you copy what you write on a piece of paper, because this is your step. Step one of starting an online business is being clear where you're starting. Where's your step one is where you're located right now. And the asset with you, you are the asset in the online marketing space. In an online business space, you are the number one asset. You need to pay attention. Okay. Okay. Now, given third question. Ready kayo? Third question. I think my last question. there is a Coliseum. You know what a Coliseum is? MOA Arena, the Philippine Coliseum. That's 20,000 people, 50,000 people. You were given a chance to speak for an hour in the Coliseum. Name five topics, five you will talk about. Everybody's gonna like what you say. It doesn't matter what you wanna say. What are the five top you wanna devote? Hindi mo naman sa pag-usapan all five. But like a ranking, one to five, what are the things you wanna talk about to these 50,000 people in the Coliseum? Besides, you're going to speak for 1 week. So mga 7 times magagawin yun. Same talk for 1 week. So choose well. Ano ba to? Hindi yan. Choose well what you wanna talk about. Five topics. Number one being the most important for you. I mean, some of you are gonna answer based on what you want to sell. So you're probably gonna put that on the top. But what else? What else? Number two, number three, what are the other agendas you want to say to these? Na they're gonna listen to you. All 50,000 per day times 7 days. What would you like to talk about? Vos, you don't need to be a subject matter expert. The question has nothing to do with that. Everything to do with what do you want to say for 1 hour, for 7 days, to 50,000 people each. What do you want to say? Ano ang gusto mong ikwento, i-relate sa 50,000? Guaranteed they will listen. Guaranteed they will love whatever it is you want to say. Just say it. So I'm going to change this. What would you want to say? Five things. Five topics you want to talk about. Five topics you want to talk about to 50,000 people. Let's say kaya mong magsalita sa harap. Instead of, you know, fainting, mamamatay ka sa takot dahil 50,000 yon. Let's say you have the skill to do that, or you can have a robot to share for you, whatever. But so what would be the topic? All right. Ito yung sagot ni sorry sir, hindi ko mabasa ang name niyo. It's very small. It's so small. I wonder why it's so small. Anyway, my screen is so small. I can't. Yon. Isko. How about the rest of you guys? What are the five topics you want to talk about in order of importance? Oh, sorry, five pala. Nang hinihingi ko. So, natatagalan kayo maglista. Sige, three na lang. Three na lang. Baka matado kayo matagal eh. Three topics. So, these are the three topics you're gonna devote your time to 1 hour for 5 days. Whatever you answer, you have to write it down on your own, ha? Kasi this is your starting point. So, let's show Rowan stuff. Yan. Sign niyo. How to become a solutions architect. Experience of an adult student violinist. Masyado mahaba, hindi na kaya niya. Let's show another one. Importance of self-confidence, power of discipline, self-growth. Very good. Claire, parenting teen boys. How to get out of debt. How to save the right way. Alam ko yung save, alam mo yung salvation. How to stay in love with your husband. How to have multiple sources of passive income. Very good. San pa tayo? Okay. How to get a job online, how to make an online business, ways to make money. Very good. Loan collection, wise real estate investment, sharks, favorite topic ni Angelina yan. Contending with hard money lenders. And the bawal na word financial. Okay, Cherry, life experience, very generic, dagdagan mo yan. What do you mean by life experience? What are the successes of my life? Why life is important? Okay. And medical tech profession, how to do online business. Work remotely, personality development. Thank you, galing. Ayan na. So yan po ang mga starting points natin. No? If you're still answering, you can stop and pause. Pwede kayong mag-pause muna kasi I'm gonna give you the conclusion for tonight's workshop. This is a workshop, if you didn't notice. The first answer, what we did today, no, went through all these things. No, we have like all your jobs and roles, no? The topics you want to talk about. And what's the first thing I ask you guys to do? If you were three YouTube topics, yeah, that you guys actually spend a lot of time in. So these are the things that you are interested in to learn. Yan yung YouTube topics. Now you know that. Then the next one is, this is your past. Also your present. And this is, ang tawag nila dyan, ito yung lens where you look at the world. You see the world through these kinds of lens, no? You see, I'm a mother, so I see the world through this. If you guys look at travel blogs at the same time, pareho yung gusto yung travel blog. One person look at travel blogs from the point of view of may pamilya ako, roles. One person look at travel blogs and say, I'm only looking for single travelers, the female. You see, the lens is different? Pakisabi nga, the lens is different because my role and your role looking at the same video, we look at the same thing and see different thing. All right? Jomar, what is the relationship between this starting a business? Sabi nga, sabi mo, this is about step one, starting an online business. Now, I'm about to end because this is going to be a short show. No, I will just connect the dots for you guys. When you start an online business, you have to have a unique presence. They always say that you have to have a unique offer, unique presence. But the problem is, they throw away the word unique and think you understand. What we did today is show you how unique you are. Did you notice that? Nobody answered the same things. Even if a lot of people mention make money online, get a job online, the answers are not totally the same. You understand me? And that what makes you unique. Yung isa dyan, out of debt, parenting teenage boys, multiple source of passive income. Yung isa dyan is about life. Why do we dream living life? So you see how unique you are. Pakisabi nga in the chat room, say, I'm unique. Wow. So you're so unique that if you see something that's the same, a video about something on YouTube, no, you see it differently based on your past, your job, and your roles. Please remember this because your uniqueness is the biggest asset you have in starting an online business. You can type it in, but since I can also do that, let's all type it in. My uniqueness is my single biggest asset in starting an online. I'm pretty sure this is going to be wrong spelling. Kasi ang liit, hindi ko makita masyado. Yung uniqueness mo, gagamitin natin yan. Kasi your uniqueness, meron kang things that you like to talk about, right? Which is the last one, this one, right? This is the stuff you want to talk about. But the topics you want to talk about, like K-pop, you can talk about K-pop and talk about the topics you're interested in at the same time. Tama ba ako? For example, if I make talk about money halimbawa, which is everybody's favorite topic. Talk about money and my examples will be about K-pop. Pwede? Can I talk about money and my examples will be about, let's say, buying a very expensive ticket to Korea because I want to watch their concert. Pwede ba yan? Can I tell you a story about buying a ticket to Korea? Buying the mahal na ticket to the concert. And that's just me talking about money. I can also do the same thing, but my example has nothing to do with K-pop. It has something to do with buying clothes for my kids and how I save money in doing. Still about money, but it's informed by my role. Do you get it? Talking about the same thing, but iba yung examples mo. Your examples are taken from this, the last one. Topics you want to talk about to 50,000 people. Right? They're informed by both first question and second. First question and third question. And your jobs. And so how does it work? Sabi kasi nila, let me just properly crown this topic. No? Sabi kasi nila, to be able to have the right kind of online business, pag sinabi kong nila, tinanong ko si, kasi medyo mahina si Charity, by the way. Mahina siya, hindi siya matalino. Okay. Sabi ni ChatGPT, and sabi ng mga experts, you need to have a unique niche. Unique niche daw. It turns out pala, the most unique niche you can ever figure out is, pag sabi nga, that's me, yourself. Is there anybody like you? Is there anybody like you? Iba wala. So, ang niche pala, no? Take a topic that you like to talk about. Ito naman, makinig kayo, ha? Take a topic you like to talk about and using examples from your roles and from your old jobs and your present job alongside learnings you got from YouTube, yung mga topics. You put that together, that talking about that topic. Do you understand me? That is your unique niche when you start an online business. So, Jomar, what will be my online business about? It's about all your interests that you like to share. Remember, you have interests you don't want to share. Yes? Tama? Tell me the interest you don't like to share. Gagawin niyo ba yan? Tama? There are tons of interests you will never say. Yes? Katulad ng fantasy football. Or bumili ka ng crypto. Pinagpipilitan mo, babalik sa'yo yung crypto. Hindi mo maamin kasi nakakahiya. Kasi nawala yung pera. So all you have to do pala is create an online presence na nandun lahat yan. Nandun lahat itong three elements na to. The things that you like, topics that you spend a lot of time, your job, your role, the people living in your life, and using the topic, ang examples galing dito, informed by these. Now, if you've been listening to me at all for I don't know how many long years now, you would notice that I do that a lot. No, I would take examples from personal life, which I like to share. Which, for example, experiences with my children for homeschooling. I would mention homeschooling. Question: was I ever a homeschooling leader? No. Mentor? No. I was never a homeschool. Was I ever a financial guru? No. The people know me as the virtual assistant guru. That's my public identity for the last previous 10 years, year 2000 to 2010 to 2020 was ang tawag nila sa akin ay virtual assistant guru, and now iba na yung tawag ko sa akin. So you share your whatever these topics you like to talk about, but you take examples from this and this. Yan. So that's step one, no? Being clear of what you have to offer to the world, which is the same message as everyone. Some of you have overlapping messages like how to personal finance. Yes? But the way you will share it isn't a script, but based on what? Your old roles, your old jobs, and your interest topics. Yung interest topics mo. So your examples will have to be from your interest topics. Warning, if you neglect the topics you love on YouTube and you never use it in your online business, you will have an extremely what? Boring business. Sino magsasabi na boring yung business mo? Pag ikaw na bore ka sa online business mo, what do you do? What happens? If you made it in such a way na you cannot talk about the stuff you're interested in, do you think you'll keep doing the online business? Or are you gonna say, ako na nito? Do you understand me? That's why whatever we did today, you need to put that together or else you'll quit. You will quit your online business. Jomar, in an online business, di ba meron kailangan tayong products to sell? Yes. That's not step one. The people who start with products to sell are a different kind of person. All right? Kasi in an online business that I'm describing, there will be products to sell, but you never start. Okay, you start with you. This is step one. We're just talking about step one. We're not talking about all the other steps. So it's all about your uniqueness being the biggest single asset you need in starting on. That's step one in starting an online business. Tune in our next show, our next episode for this one is going to be... But I'll also be doing several more step ones for those who are interested. Again, live. You can join that if you want. It will be short lang, probably 10 minutes. Kaya ko ba? Depends on the number of people joining. If you're interested in going to step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5, then make sure you stay tuned. I will be doing this often this December, maybe every day, not tomorrow. Probably on Friday, I'll do the next step, no, which is step 2. But that clarity of who you are, what you want to impart, that's going to be ingredients to your online topics. So you guys have personal Facebook accounts? Yes. Everybody, hello. You have personal Facebook accounts? You already gave me 3 topics today. Yes. You have an opportunity to share to lots of people and you're going to share to them every day. Nothing is stopping you now from doing this to your Facebook, yung mga topics. Short, really short. But really nothing is stopping you from sharing this. Surviving my college days is a working student. You can just go ahead and share it now. Okay? Now, pero if the problem is I don't want to be judged by my friends, then syempre, don't use your personal account. Just create a Jane Facebook page and then share it there. Gets? Don't use your name. Papasok na tayo sa another steps. Those are branding and stuff like that. Now, please make sure you reach out to me if you want to accelerate and learn all about this. But I will be talking about step 2 in the coming days. Na. Days ang binibilang, hindi weeks. I will not be doing like weekly. And I'm be doing more regular, shorter shows. Like, all right? I have something for you to read if you want to see the future of where we're going. I'm going to give you the website. How many of you would like to know what's next? If you want to know what's next, I'm going to leave you something so that you can read in here. So yeah, so our meeting is finished for tonight at least, no? Please go to this website, jhilar.com/obmentoring, to read more about what's next. So that is what's next. It's a long read, by the way, but if you're interested in doing online marketing, setting up an online business, you do need to know what's next. And this thing that I want you to read, the jhilar.com/obmentoring, it's the truth, okay? Just so to warn you, I will not give you sugar-coated answers on setting up an online business. Somehow, I don't even feel good about sharing to you the truth, sa totoo lang, because a lot of people are afraid of the truth. Alam niyo ba yun? Setting up a business is serious. But there it is. I shared it with you. Nandiyan sa link na yan. Okay? So go there. Read about it. If you want to talk to me about it, ask me a question, go ahead. I'll give you my email address right now. And you can talk to me about this one. But may zero kulit. So if you have questions about the OB Mentoring website, just hit my email. And then, tell me about it. No, just share to me whatever it is you want to share. Okay? Please share ko na to. Okay. Show is done. What I mean by show is done is we're finished. Okay na yung... Meron palang chat overlay dito. So if you have questions about today, just go hit the chat. Tell me what you think. And I'm going to give you again the website kasi natanggal ko. So that's the website. Please go there and read it. It's a long read, but it should open your eyes because it's an analysis of somebody who's already earning online, not me, and how he did it. So it's an analysis of what he did para kumita siya sa internet. He did earn in the first year, but not in the first 6 months. Pero you want to know, paano nangyari yun? Anong ginawa niya? So the analysis is in here. Make sure you read this website. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. I'll see you here in this page here and my email. All right. Okay, hindi na naman ako marunong mag-end show. And how do I end the show? Okay, thank you so much for everything you're saying. Thank you, Joy, Irish, everyone. Thank you.